Here's a story about a Pembrokeshire giant with a very strange name, Scomar Oddy. Once, in the sea, near where Milford Haven is now, there were two sea monsters. They were fighting in the sea, and they fought so fiercely they kicked up lots of mud from the bottom of the ocean. The mud flew all over the land and splat! It came down on the fields, it came down on the houses, it came down everywhere. Soon the land was very stinky. In the mud were lots of sea creatures. Sea sprites and sea horses and starfish and fishes. Poor things! The sea creatures were stuck. They couldn't get back in the sea. They were going to die if there was no one to help them. They wondered what to do. One old sea creature said that some of them that could still move should go up to the mountains and find Scomar Oddy. So they did. But who was Scomar Oddy? What was Scomar Oddy? They had to go a long, long way, all the way up to the Preseli Mountains. When they got there, they met little mountain creatures, elves and fairies and pixies. And the little mountain creatures showed them where to go to find Scomar Oddy. Soon they heard a rumbling sound. And soon they discovered what the sound was when they went down a tunnel into a big dark cave. It was Scomar Oddy. It was Scomar Oddy snoring. Scomar Oddy was a giant. And when the sea creatures saw him, they were amazed. He was huge, and he was fast asleep. How were they going to wake him up? They tried all kinds of things, tickling, jumping, pulling his hair. Then they decided to sing. And this is the song that they sang. Scomar Oddy, Scomar Oddy, big head and big body, help us, help us, help us, help us, get the mud back in the sea. Scomar Oddy woke up when the sea creatures and the mountain creatures started to sing. He said he would help the sea creatures. So he lifted them onto his body, one by one, onto his ears and his nose and his beard and his shoulders, and carried them back towards the sea. He got there in only 6 steps, and where his feet went when he arrived, he made lots of little beaches in the shapes of his toes. Those are the beaches along the Clyddai estuary on the way to Milford Haven. And when Scomar Oddy got to the mud, he scooped it all up and threw it back in the sea. As for the sea monsters, when they saw Scomar Oddy, they were so frightened that some people say they swam away and no one ever saw them again. Other people say that they exploded in a million little pieces and that was the end of them. Pembrokeshire children still remember about Scomar Oddy. He wakes up just once every 100 years. But if you go up to the Preselis, you might just catch him yourself.